This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And this is the Thursday edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one here for three of them. So plenty of time for you to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. So, Manwich, right before the show.
Uh-huh.
This is how it always works, of course. When machinery is going to go bad, when technical problems are going to occur, it always happens 5 minutes to showtime.
Big Jim Davis would kick your butt for talking about this crap on the air.
What do you mean?
You're not supposed to talk about technical problems on the air.
Well, there is a technical problem tonight. It's going to be obvious on the air because you've got all the prep now. You're going to be announcing any callers that come in because I have no computer.
We could just pretend like that's the way we intend to do it tonight. People don't care about technical problems. They just want to hear a show.
I'm just letting you know things are going to be a little bit different tonight because my computer just took a total dump right before we start things out here. So, Manwich, you've got stuff coming up tonight, and I don't have a list of what it is, so you're going to have to rattle it off here.
Yep.
What you got on the way?
Well, I've got a New York Times article about Google and their adventures in China.
Ooh, all right.
I've got an update on the TABC, Texarkana Alcohol Banning Commission.
Yeah, I heard about that. We'll get into that right away. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I've got a Texas judge wants an inmate medicated. I'm just going to tease it that way. Also, there's a really cool Florida snake law being proposed.
Really cool?
Well, no.
Or really bad?
No. Just silly.
All of that and more, and especially your calls if you make them here at 800-259-9231. I got an old stack of some old stuff here, like conservative Christians losing faith in the Republican Party. Mm. But let's start things out with the TABC, the Texas Alcohol Banning Commission, or whatever it is their name is. Honestly, I really don't even remember.
It's the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission.
Oh, okay.
Right. Said Wednesday, this is from the, as the credit, it's from Representative Chuck Hobson, Democrat, Texas's office.
Okay.
And it was sent to us by James. Anyway, the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission said Wednesday that it has suspended a crackdown on public intoxication after an outcry over the program that sends undercover officers into drinking establishments. Now, we had her on the show on Friday.
We had the spokesperson, the spokesbureaucrat from the show, Carolyn Beck. She was on this past Friday.
Now they ban it. Or they stop it on Wednesday?
It's awfully coincidental.
Free Talk Live. Powerful radio show. Spokeswoman Carolyn Beck, there she is, said the agency she was so great.
She's a nice lady.
Said the agency first announced its decision Tuesday in a letter to State Representative Kino Flores, Chairman of the House Licensing Administrative Procedures Committee.
Nice, considering that she backs up a coercive, violent agency.
Yeah, well,
as nice as you can be.
Lots of nice people that do that.
Yeah.
The Palm View Democrat had asked the head of the commission, Alan, God, it's full of bureaucrats' names, last month to consider a moratorium on the program until a hearing scheduled for Monday. Well, not too far off, but they're stopping for a few days.
So they're stopping for now.
Yeah, well, you can thank FDL.
And they're going to be having a hearing at the state level, is that right?
Correct. The commission announced last week that it was conducting an internal investigation of the program. Ms. Beck? Does that mean she's divorced? What's that mean?
Maybe.
Ms. Beck said the commission, now that's old terminology. Ms. just means we don't know whether she's a Mrs. or Miss. So the commission opted to put the program on hold just to give us time to sift through all the information we've received and pull together all the information and determine the best way to proceed. Now, which one of the five rules is that? We've learned some valuable information.
I don't know.
We read last night on the air, was it?
Yeah.
Five rules that politicians use.
Not five rules, five excuses.
Five excuses politicians always use.
Right.
And, well, we've learned some valuable stuff here.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to stop the program, but we learned some good things.
Yeah.
Who the hell are these people to learn?
We put 2,200 people in jail in 6 months.
Right. Isn't that great? But we learned some good stuff.
Did she say we learned something, or was that your quote
last
night?
That's me.
What was her quote again?
Is just to give us time to sift through all the information we've received and pull together all the information and determine the best way to proceed.
Well, now let's just recap this here. You've got the TABC, this alcohol enforcement agency, that their job is to regulate bars and regulate alcohol vendors in the state, and they've been arresting people for a long time. They've been going from bar to bar arresting people who are drunk in bars for public intoxication charges. they've only really stepped up the program, the arresting program, within the last 6 months, and they've arrested over 2,200 people. Well, the news finally got out about 2 weeks ago on a nationwide level, and there was quite an outcry about it. There was, I know the good guys over at hammeroftruth.com, they've been kind of keeping up to date with what's been happening, and they've been encouraging people, as we have, to contact the Texas government, the tourism board, and other places in the government, other government bureaucracies, not just the TABC, to contact them and let them know, you know, we were going to go and have a vacation over in Texas, but we like to drink, and so now we're not going to go because we don't want to get arrested on our vacation.
Who would?
Considering they were, for instance, arresting people in hotel bars.
Mm-hmm.
People
in hotel bars.
Yeah. And so, I mean, even if it wasn't a hotel bar, you should be able to go and get drunk in a bar and not have to worry about spending the night in jail. So a lot of people had contacted these bureaucrats and said, we have had enough of this. We're not coming to your state anymore. Forget about it. You better change it or else we'll never come to your state. And so that's one of the things they're going to be discussing is the fact that, hey, this might actually impact our tourism.
Yeah.
That's somewhat important to these
people. I can't imagine why they wouldn't think that that would happen.
That's somewhat important to these people because there's big tourist taxes in virtually every state. I mean, hotel taxes, service taxes when you go out to eat. I mean, there's all kinds
of the state tax that the tourists pay whenever they buy something. They pay regular state sales tax.
Sure.
So that's big.
Absolutely. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure we'll keep you up to date.
Yeah, it's nice to see that Free Talk Live has enough juice to get this whole thing shut down.
That's right. Well, I mean, we certainly were a factor.
You're a modest guy. I, not. So, I believe it seems coincidental, awfully coincidental to me.
I think it's been multiple factors, and we were one of them.
I think that Ms. Beck, actually, having, you know, been on the show with us, and she stayed on for an hour.
You think she found some principles?
Ridicule.
Yeah.
I think that she probably saw the light.
You think so? You think she's come around to the libertarian point of view, the pro-freedom aspect on this?
I think that she probably went to her boss and said, you know, look, we just can't continue doing this. This is bad. It's wrong. And I'm going to take my
threatened to leave?
Pregnant belly and leave if you don't stop this.
And she's a good spokesperson, so I wouldn't want to lose. If I was in charge of a bureaucracy, I wouldn't want to lose her because she was really good at sticking to her scripted points. You know, she had her information that she wanted to get out there, and unlike the guy that we had on the next night, she was far and above better in comparison.
Yeah, she was great.
So, all right, well, we'll keep you up to date on the TABC situation here. The number, 800-259-9231. I wish I had my email box here, but I don't, man, which I'm crippled tonight.
I'm sorry that you don't.
But coming up here, conservative Christians losing faith in the grand old party. According to Dallas News, still in Texas, there was no clearer sense of despair among conservative Christians who gathered recently than the row upon rows of books with urgent alarmist titles, like Pagan America, Judicial Tyranny, Liberalism Kills Kids, The Criminalization of Christianity. In the political culture war.
It seems like they're getting some political mileage out of this Christians are being persecuted thing.
You bet they are.
And I just don't think that it's so.
Well, everybody's on alert now. Everybody's freaking out because they're under attack, allegedly.
I don't see them under attack. I mean, maybe gays are going to get married. Gay marriage is going to happen in 10 years. Believe that. That doesn't mean the Christians are under attack.
What about Christmas thing was under? They were claiming that Christmas was under attack this year.
Because people want to say happy holidays rather than Merry Christmas, mm-hmm. so that they can be inclusive of other cultures and other people's religion, does not mean the Christians are under attack.
Well, are you a Christian, and do you feel like you're under attack? If so, why? 1-800-259-9231. Explain it to us. 800-259-9231. Or are you a Christian, and you agree with us that you're in the majority? How could you possibly be under attack? This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free. You can dial it up, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on that site. It's all for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, where we have dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo. And in return, we put them up on our website, because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. We want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, though. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are participating in the Shrine. It's simple. To get on there, all you have to do is send us a validated photo, and that means that you're proving in the picture that you listen to Free Talk Live. There's a variety of creative ways that you can prove that you listen to Free Talk Live, and you can see what some of our ladies have done by going to the Shrine of FreeTalkLive.com.
Kim Sue, our newest Shriner,
right.
Put down that Manwich is pretty on her little sign.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
And, yeah, so the Shrine of Female Listeners is there, freetalklive.com. All right, we asked for a Christian who, and if you're out there, because I know Christians listen to the show,
yeah.
If you're out there and you're one of the Christians that believes, as apparently a lot of them do, that you're being persecuted, that Christianity is under attack in America, we want to hear from you. Explain why. 1-800-259-9231.
I don't think the radical Christian view is really held by very many Christians, period, and I don't think it's held by our listeners very much either.
You're probably right about that.
And our listeners are probably mostly Christians, or at least 50-50. I would say no.
Well, I was talking to one of our amplifiers today online, and he was talking about how he's a Mormon, and he smokes, and that's, I guess it's against Mormonism to smoke cigarettes, apparently.
Ah.
So he was pointing out that there's some sort of doctrine in the Mormon religion that says that, well, if you try to force virtue on someone, then it's not virtuous, and so, you know, they're supposed to be free to choose the virtue on their own. It can only be a virtuous choice if it's chosen, not forced, which makes sense to me. I think that's sensible. And so he was kind of contrasting that opinion that doctrine versus the rules of the church, which says you can't do this. Mm. You know, you can't smoke, you can't do that. Well, you should be free to choose that sort of thing. It was his argument. And so he pointed out that, he said to me, well, he wanted to let me know that not all Mormons are bad and not all Christians are bad and, you know, not all religious people are bad. Not that I thought that they were. I wasn't concerned for a moment. I think most of them are good people. I just think that the loudmouths, the people that are in charge of all of these organizations, your Ralph Reed, your Pat Robertsons, those kind of guys, those are the ones that give Christianity a bad name. And I don't know who they would be in the Mormon religion, but...
Well, I don't think the Mormon religion is... I don't think that it's big enough to get the kind of press that...
Right. Well, just because Pat Robertson is out there yelling and screaming about how he thinks that Christianity is under attack, or Jerry Falwell's yelling about it, doesn't mean that it's necessarily true. It just means that he's just angling for some extra donations. Oh, my God! Christianity's under attack! Call this 800 number, and we will save Christianity! I mean, that's the message to me.
Well, that's the kind of message that they put out there at the 700 Club type gig. But
right.
Have you seen the Church of Latter-day Saints commercials that they used to have on TV? They were always very pro-family. And
yeah, I think I've seen
those. Were the best commercials.
What do you mean?
I think they pulled your heartstrings. They were awesome commercials. They were well produced.
As I recall, they were.
Yeah.
Pretty well produced.
I really dug those commercials. So, I mean, you know, that's the difference. You were talking about Mormons versus regular Christians. And
oh, I see what you're saying.
Contrasting.
Well, I've never seen a Christian commercial. I mean, I've never seen any commercials, 30-second spots on television promoting Christianity.
I've seen them promoting churches. Please come to our church. Kind
you
of
mean
thing.
Like a local church?
Yeah, local church.
I've never seen
spots.
A national commercial for the Presbyterians.
That's
or
because
the Catholics.
We the market that we're in doesn't get that kind of TV coverage. When I was up in Delaware and the major market watching Philly TV, they definitely had that stuff. You know, the United Methodist Church had one on. The Presbyterians had one on.
Hmm.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, the Church of Christ. I saw three different. Christian denomination
was any of,
and national spots while I was up there.
Was any of it alarmist?
No. It was all, you know, come hang out with us. We're great.
Yeah. It seems to me the alarmism is coming from the leaders of organizations that are angling for new members. They're angling for donations. It's the same thing that the politicians do. Not politicians, but the political groups. Like the, you know, the conservative groups out there. Conservatism is under attack! Or the environmental groups. The environment is under attack! We need your help! PETA. Oh, pets are being killed everywhere! Of course, they're the ones that are killing them. But, I mean, that's what this is. They blow things out of proportion. They make it look like the world is coming to an end. And if you were to just send them $5 a month or $20 a month or $100 a year or whatever, you'll be able to help them save
this
XYZ.
Problem. Right.
Save Christianity, save the pets. Save the environment, save Republicans, whatever.
And with that, I'd like to talk about the AMP program. For just $3 a month, you can save liberty.
We're not using scare tactics, though. We're just saying if you like free talk.
We don't need to use scare tactics. It's clear liberty's going away.
This is true.
All you have to do is look around.
You know
I can
what?
Make a great case for it.
That reminds me, one of the pieces of show prep I had tonight that I don't have in front of me, and you could actually pull this up, man, which if you go to hammeroftruth.com, it's their top story right now. the story about the weapons of mass destruction. We already know that was bunk. That came out a long time ago. That, oh, it was a lie. We didn't know it was a lie, though, so we gave it to you as information, and so we went to war based on a lie. Well, we knew that part. And then they came to the part about, well, look, we found the labs. We found the mobile weapons labs. This is it. This is the evidence. It's proof that there were weapons of mass destruction here. Okay, we checked the labs out. There's no trace of weapons here, but these are weapons labs. And that means they've got weapons somewhere here in Iraq. It's a good thing we're here. That's been the message from the U.S. government.
It was, but you know, they disproved it just recently. The stories have broken. Sorry, they knew all along. Apparently, is what these stories are saying. So, and it's not just innuendo. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about big newspapers are saying this stuff.
Yeah,
it's really broke. Sorry. Bush administration knew the mobile weapons labs were not making biological weapons.
Actually, as I understand it, they weren't even mobile weapons labs.
Really?
That's what this article was bringing up at hammeroftruth.com. And again, I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know if you do. But is it not working? Okay. You want me to read this, man?
Yeah, well, you know what it is.
Okay. Okay, it's from Stuart Richards at Hammer of Truth. So Molly Ivins is reporting that the latest development, to which the only appropriate response is, huh, is the news of the mobile weapons labs introduced to us by President Bush as conclusive evidence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We're actually not evidence, conclusive or otherwise, of weapons of mass destruction, and we're not, in fact, mobile weapons labs.
Ooh.
The Bush administration yesterday denounced...
Was it in Iraq?
Hmm?
Was it in Iraq?
Were the labs there?
Yeah, I was just wondering.
They found something.
It sounds like they weren't really in anything.
Well, according to the Bush administration...
Some Iraqi family in Winnebago?
Here's their excuse. The Bush administration denounced a Washington Post report that questioned the handling of post-war intelligence on an alleged Iraqi biological weapons lab. The White House spokesperson acknowledged that President Bush's assertions about the suspected labs were in error, but said this was caused by flawed intelligence work rather than by an effort to mislead. So the spokesperson has come out and said, look, we were wrong about all this. We're sorry. This weren't really mobile weapons lab. But no, we didn't do this on purpose. Which wasn't that their same excuse about the weapons of mass destruction just in general?
Yeah.
And we didn't mean to mess up, but we were going on faulty intelligence.
You know, if a business messed up like this, you could fire them.
That's true.
I can't fire the government. I have to pay this my children have to pay this $300 billion price tag for this war.
In this case, all you get are excuses. And will anything be done? Probably not. More Free Talk Live on the way. 800-259-9231.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 96,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's 1,200 people interacting there, and it's all for free. We give it away to you. It's fun stuff, too. There are serious issues. You'll find all kinds of different conversations on our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now, what do we do when we get 100,000 different messages on the board?
Well, we announce that we have 100,000.
We get a little party or anything?
We think that's special. What am I going to do? Throw a party for you?
Juice and cake? Like some juice and cake.
If you're buying.
Of course.
I'll go and get the cake.
Oh,
you give me the money.
I don't want a store-bought cake. I won't even eat store-bought cake. It's not worth the calories.
You want me to cook you a cake?
I would really like a cooked cake.
What did
I
you do to get us to 100,000 posts, huh?
I like yellow cake.
How many posts do you have on the BBS?
Like 9 or 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You don't deserve any cake for that.
I just like some cake.
Even Jason has more posts than you, I think. All right, bbs.freetalklive.com. Yeah, we were just talking about, the weapons of mass destruction thing. There's really not much more to say beyond the fact that they lied again.
Well,
they've been outed again.
It sure looks that way. I mean,
yeah.
If nothing else, they were really overzealous.
Oh, yeah. They wanted to do what they wanted to do, and they were just making excuses up, as we found out before, and now this isn't even a shocker at this point. Just like, oh, okay. And you lied again. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Impeach him? I saw something. It was an unscientific MSNBC poll recently where 80% plus of the respondents were asking for impeachment. I don't know if that means anything. It was an online poll, so really wasn't. I mean, it's not scientific, so it's not that worth reporting on. But interesting nonetheless. Let's go to the phones. I believe this is Niall in Utah. Niall, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
good evening. What's up?
Well, I right now I'm known as Niall from Utah, but we've already got a Rich from Utah, so I'm going to have to change it to Niall the Boring Historian.
I don't know why you want to deprecate yourself in that way. I mean,
we like history on that show.
You misunderstand is that historians take pride in being boring, so I'm happy with that.
Okay, well, don't bore us, but what's on your mind?
I just wanted to clarify the conversation we had online earlier today.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you said that I smoked and I didn't smoke, but basically for the same reason that why I would consider it immoral, is the exact same reason that I couldn't stop somebody else from doing so.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically, if you see how to put this, basically, if you're forcing somebody to do something to do the right thing, it's the wrong thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much the point that I made earlier.
Yeah, but see, smoking, you become addicted, and that's why the LDS Church comes out against smoking, because it doesn't want you to get
so they're being. Would you agree that they're being hypocritical in that way?
No. I guess what I'm trying to say is because the church doesn't want you to lose your freedom, like becoming addicted to cigarettes or whatnot, thus removing your ability to control yourself, essentially.
Wait a minute. I don't think that being addicted to cigarettes means that you've removed the ability to control yourself. I think there are a lot of cigarette smokers that would like to tell you that. I think there are a lot of cigarette smokers that would like you to believe that, but I don't believe it personally, because plenty of cigarette smokers have been able to quit. It's just a matter of having the willpower to actually quit.
I don't think the church ever maintains that you completely lose control or anything, but it tends to make things a little tougher.
And it makes people do things that they wouldn't normally do. For instance, if I've got to have a cigar before I go to bed, it's an important part of my day. I mean, I have to have it. If there aren't any cigarettes at the house, or cigars, excuse me, I have to get in my car and drive to the store and buy them and come back.
Yeah, exactly. But really, that's beside the point. But it's that same feeling of freedom that, not smoking is trying to preserve that various Mormons or Christians or whoever use to justify smoking bans here in the state of Utah.
So you're saying there's two different factions here. There's the faction that just simply says, okay, it's a rule of the church for you to not smoke, but there's also the faction that says, okay, we want to take this church rule and make it law.
Exactly, and it's the same problem with anybody else who wants to force somebody else.
Are you allowed to be a Mormon if you're a smoker?
It's generally frowned upon, and they encourage you to quit.
Do they think you're going to go to hell if you don't smoke?
The church doesn't even go that far. I get the impression that the church it's a critical for your own spirituality, but it's not the church's place to judge that. But it is by way of command.
So they're just kind of like making a recommendation, saying this is how you can be the cleanest. God will like you the most if you don't smoke, but if you do smoke, it won't necessarily bar you from getting up into heaven. Is that the idea?
Well, not necessarily, certainly not, but it is a sin.
Now, do Mormons believe in hell and heaven and that sort of thing?
Not in the traditional Christian sense.
How do they differ?
When you kind of think of angels on clouds and little devils with pitchforks, nothing like that. It's very multi-layered and very hard to explain.
Like Dante's Inferno kind of thing.
Well, how would they explain it to a group of kids? I mean, imagine like you're talking to 10-year-olds. How would you explain it to a 10-year-old?
All right, if you'd like. We basically believe that, God is a just God and won't do anything that's not fair. When he judges you.
Christians say that too.
Would you say it was fair for him to dump 40 days and 40 nights worth of rain on the entire world's population?
Don't get confused on the issue. God's fair, heaven and hell. What's up?
Okay. Anyway, so heaven itself is actually divided up into three pieces, if you will.
Okay.
The first piece is, basically three levels of heaven, three different worlds, and each has varying degrees of glory.
We've been told about this before. Now it's coming back to me. You've got, like, different tiers in heaven, essentially. You've got kind of the...
Tiers in heaven.
The low level. You've got sort of the low level, we're sort of good people.
It's not quite as simplistic as that.
It has to be simple. I mean, how would you explain it to a 10-year-old? Don't they explain these things to you when you're a kid in Mormonism?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just
because they got to tantalize you. They've got to tempt you. They got to say you've got to get to the highest tier in heaven, and here's why, and here's how.
We call that exaltation, and it's the ultimate goal, I think. In the lower tiers, as you put them. Is essentially damnation. However, we do also believe in something called outer darkness, and this probably is what most Christians would call hell. It's difficult to be bad enough to get in there. Usually, denying the spirit, denying what you know to be true. And this is, like I said, you know it to be true, not because they said it's true and you don't believe it. It's because you know it to be true.
I see. So if you think there is a God, but yet you deny him, that means that you'd go to the...
No. If you know that there's a God and you deny him, not if you think there might be
very
a God.
Very good. Niall, thanks
God,
for the clue, man. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. There you go. You learn a little bit, something new every night here on Free Talk.
A little Mormon lesson.
More coming up. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
All right, Manwich. So we were talking about, you know what? We never really got finished with this conservative Christian thing, this issue. And then coming up, you've got something about snakes. Snakes and a law in regards to snakes. All right. So Washington, D.C., according to DallasNews.com, in the political culture wars, religious conservatives say they've been electing candidates but not getting the results they want. And leaders worry they might be about to lose Christian conservatives as a potent political force because of the unmet expectations on a host of issues and stumbles by a Republican administration that they helped elect. I mean, these are their core voters, right?
Well, yeah, it seems. I know they've left the fiscal conservatives way behind.
Mm-hmm.
So the Christian conservatives are upset now, too?
Apparently so. Conservatives' values voters have been crucial to Republican success, with religious leaders driving huge voter turnout in recent elections. If they lack the enthusiasm this fall, experts say the GOP could lose control of Congress. According to the Reverend Lawrence White of Houston, the nation isn't focused today in a way that it was on such issues as abortion, marriage, the nature of the family. For us, it's not the economy, stupid. It's the morality, stupid. So this guy's clearly saying that he's disappointed with the fact that they haven't passed any laws against abortion,
right,
that they haven't outlawed gay marriage on a federal level, and whatever else it is that he wants them to do. So he's upset.
I guess he is. You know, I can see abortion, because somebody could look at that as murder, and that would be, you know, initiation of force on another person. But gay marriage, why?
It's the sanctity of marriage.
Sanctity of marriage, what? I mean, people, gay men and women are living together in your town right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing bad things. Marriage? What difference does it make if they have a contract and they're able to see their loved one in the hospital, or they're able to inherit money from their loved one? I mean, what difference does it make? That's freedom. That's what people want to do. Why shouldn't they be able to do that?
I can't answer that. I think they should be free to do that. And, of course, the answer with marriage is to get the government out of marriage, so therefore it's not endorsing, nor is it opposing anybody's marriage.
I don't see why the government is in marriage. It doesn't make why is your marriage more or less valuable, valid, because you have gotten the government to say you are married?
Because then there's a piece of paper with a stamp on it, and that's important to them.
It's crazy.
Apparently.
Crazy talk.
The Reverend Rick Scarborough, an East Texas evangelist whose group Vision America sponsored a two-day conference aimed at getting Christian activists involved in the 2006 elections, says he hopes to mobilize groups representing 20 million people. To motivate them, he offers a list of 10 grievances and a program to register voters and press candidates to pass specific legislation. He says, "We're tired of talk. We want action. It occurs to us that no matter who is in the White House or who says what we want to hear, nothing ever changes. High on the list are a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage,
mm-hmm,
and a judiciary more sympathetic to religious expression, like permitting the Ten Commandments in government buildings, and allowing pastors to endorse candidates from the pulpit." Now, the reason why pastors can't endorse candidates from the pulpit is because they have tax-free status. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
So, just get rid of your tax-free status.
Oh, so the pastors can endorse candidates from the pulpit? It's just that they wouldn't have the tax-free status that they currently enjoy.
As I understand it.
I see. So he's misleading the public when he says that.
What do you mean?
Well, this preacher is misleading the public when he says that allowing preachers to...
Oh, they are allowed. It's
absolutely
prevented because they're in a deal with the government. See, here's what happens. When you... it's like the Judas thing, right, where you sign you take the 30 pieces of silver. In this case, you're taking the 30 pieces of silver if your church is getting their 501c3 or whatever it is that they mm-hmm. have, the tax-free status. When you sign an agreement with the government, you're selling your soul, essentially. You're selling your business's soul. You're selling your church's soul out to the state, and you're saying, well, I'll do this and this and this in order to get these certain benefits from you, government.
Well, you know, if the taxes weren't so high, people wouldn't be so likely to sell their soul for them. You know, if the preachers could pay a couple $100 in taxes and be able to preach whatever they wanted to from the pulpit, that'd be one thing. But if they have to pay a couple $100,000 of bucks from to do it, they're less likely to do that.
Or if the preachers had the principle, if they had the principle to stand up in front of their congregation and say, you know what, this government isn't doing, we don't agree with this government, we're sick of this government, and I'm asking you, congregation, to stop paying your taxes. We here at the church are going to stop paying taxes. We've revoked our 501c3, so we don't have a tax-free status anymore. However, we're still going to not pay taxes. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If the religious people were really that angry with the government, they would refuse to pay it. But yet they keep going along with it, and they'll bring up their excuse about the render unto Caesar thing, which really isn't an excuse to pay taxes, as we've explored in the past.
I don't feel like it is, no.
So, continuing here, they say, we're tired of talk. We want action. They want to, let's see, if these issues are not resolved, addressed, you'll see values voters stay home by the millions. And then these Republicans and others who've been the beneficiary of the values voter going to lose. Well, what? I don't understand what he thinks here. I mean,
I don't mind.
He's trying to.
Don't vote for the Republicans. Great.
Right. He's just trying to scare the Republicans into making some sort of noise, right, to tell them, promise them, okay, look, 2006 comes around, you vote for us, we're really going to do it this time.
You know,
otherwise they're just going to get Democrats in, right? I mean, they're not talking about voting for the Libertarian Party, the Constitution Party, or
the
Green.
Get out there and vote for the Constitution Party. That's what they should do, not stay home. They should go vote for the Constitution Party.
If what you want is a theocracy, they're the ones that are probably most likely to implement it for
you. Absolutely. Then they would get what they wanted.
1-800-259-9231. Are you a values voter? Are you angry? Are you going to withhold your vote this year? We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Or, better yet, maybe you're somebody who thinks that there should be a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Can you explain that to me? 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Manwich will be announcing your calls tonight.
Yes, I'm in charge.
My computer is down and out. But otherwise, the show hasn't changed. You can still call in about anything. 800-259-9231. By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map internationally. We have over 1,000 people that have gone to the listener map at map.freetalklive.com and have added themselves to it. It's so simple. Map.freetalklive.com. You plug in your location, name, photo of yourself, even a quote to go along with your entry, and you'll be up there on the map with everybody else. And it's cool because you can see who else is listening to the show in your area or maybe from your hometown or... It's neat. Map.freetalklive.com.
You can look at all the people in China that are listening.
There aren't very many.
Yeah, there's
We've got some Hong Kong. We've got some Hong Kong.
Somebody in Mongolia.
Somebody in, I think, Taiwan, but nobody really in China yet, I don't think. Anyway, and by the way, you have something about China tonight, China and Google, but we're focused right now on an issue that is pretty important to conservative Christians, apparently. They're angry. They're angry that the Republicans haven't banned gay marriage yet, and the Republicans haven't mandated the Ten Commandments be allowed in courthouses yet. And, you know, they've got this laundry list, apparently, of things that they want out of the government, but yet they haven't gotten them. And the Republicans have been in charge for, you know, as long as they've been in charge,
right,
a decade.
They quote-unquote tried, but nothing happened.
And they said, we're tired of talk. Let's see. Those who work, because this is from DallasNews.com, those who work to counter the influence of religious conservatives scoff at the notion that their opponents should feel aggrieved. The White House is occupied by the most openly religious president in memory. Two new Supreme Court justices hold an expansive view of religious rights, and social conservatives control Congress. According to Kathy Miller from the Texas Freedom Network, quote, this language of persecution would be more credible if the very people using it weren't sitting at the seat of power in government today. What do you think? Do you think that these guys that are in charge in D.C. just forget about their Christianity when they go, when they walk in there? Are they not real Christians? Are they acting as though they're Christians in order to get the vote? Is George Bush a real evangelical? Isn't he an evangelical?
That allegedly would be my understanding. I don't know. I have no speculation. I couldn't tell you, but they haven't got the policies run through. I mean, you know, just saying that George Bush has basically said, well, you know, marriage is for men and women, not for gays, but nothing's happened. There's no constitutional amendment, thank God. I don't know.
A group called Reformation Ohio has enlisted more than 1,000 patriot pastors to help register voters who could benefit the GOP, particularly one of their governor candidates. The group's leader has lent his support to a similar group, the Texas Restoration Project, which means they want to restore Texas to a theocracy, apparently.
Mm.
The war on Christian, the quote, war on Christians and values voters in 2006 conference. They're having conventions about this, man, which last week offered a clear view of how social conservatives are approaching.
USA Radio Network News, Alan Stone reporting. 9/11 conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui taking the stand in his own defense today at his sentencing trial. In doing so, he attacked his attorney, Gerald Zirkin, when Zirkin asked him if his client believed his defense team was doing a good job.
When Zirkin was saying, you know, do you believe that we're trying to kill you? Do you believe that we have not been representing you for that time?
USA Radio Network News, Alan Stone reporting. 9/11 conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui has taken the stand at a sentencing trial in Alexandria, Virginia. Former federal
prosecutor. And we are live. We are back with technical difficulties all over the place tonight. So we're talking about the conservative Christians are having conferences now about their siege that they're under. They're under siege, apparently. Let's see. On the at this conference, they offered a clear view of how they're approaching the election year. On the dais, D-A-I-S, dais and in the hallways of a hotel.
Dais.
Dais?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a platform.
New word for me. Dais in the hallways of the hotel at the gathering, about 400.